Thank you for your word. Lord, I will not pray those stupid prayers to ask you to bless your word. But God, I thank you right now that you're blessing the people. And God, I ask that you would open up their understanding right now to receive your word. Lord, I ask that you'd go down every aisle and God, open up every single heart. Lord, as the word comes out, I speak that it's going out on good ground in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, we all grew up hearing the golden rule, and there are some things about the golden rule I'd like to speak with you about tonight. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. And I want to go back to that place where it says, so in everything. In everything. That doesn't leave anything out. So in everything, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. And sometimes as a believer, we forget this because somebody will do something to us and we want to return that. And I'm going to tell you tonight that you can't match wicked for wicked because you can't win that way. You will never win when you match somebody's energy and it's negative. Amen. So in everything, do unto others as you would have them to do to you. When someone is wicked to you, when someone mistreats you, you still have to do to them as you would like for them to have done to you. That's hard to do because we come out almost just directly saying no. You know, and we like to, it's hard because it's not human nature to be good to somebody once they've been a mean to you or hateful to you or they've done something to your family or they've hurt your children. It's hard to be able to do unto others as they've done to you. But just because something's hard doesn't mean that you get off of the hook. It's biblical is what it is. Go with me now to Romans chapter 12. We're going to look at verses 17 through 21. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Do not repay anyone, whether that's your enemy, whether that's somebody that's been unkind to you, whether anybody. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. I want to explain something to you. It is never our job to do the repaying. Now, we want to because that's our flesh. And boy, do I want to sometimes. And boy, do I do it sometimes. And that when I do that, you got to step out of God's will to treat somebody badly. I'm just going to say it like it is. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace. And there are more times than not where it depends on you as the believer to make the decision that you're going to live in peace. So many times a believer says, well, the devil stole my peace. No, you gave it away when you stepped out of God's will and you began to treat people in a way just because they done something wrong to you or because of this or because of that. We have to understand that you've literally got to step out of his will to act up. And I hate messages like this because I have to, first of all, preach them to myself. And the hardest thing for a preacher to ever do is to live what they preach. I'm just going to tell you, it is. And preachers aren't perfect. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, if it depended on you to keep the peace, then it's your responsibility. If it depends on you, many times you're going to sacrifice having the last word to keep the peace. God will take note of that, and he'll move because of that. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Do not repay anybody for evil. See, that's what we read in verse 17. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. And then we get to a verse like verse 19, and it tells us, do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. That's not easy to do. It's not going to make you feel good, but it's biblical and it's the way that God tells you to live. And when we do that, we leave room for the Lord to do a work. And sometimes we ask God, God, why didn't you do anything? And it's because God had trouble keeping you in line. Amen? It is, leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, and I will repay, says the Lord. And I want to tell you something about when we feel like people have mistreated us. Sometimes they have mistreated us, and sometimes we're just sensitive. Have you ever noticed or took note of yourself and you said, you know, I think I was just a little too sensitive? Okay, we've all been there. What we have to understand is there's times where God isn't going to make a move because you were too sensitive. There's times where we think people were away to us and really they weren't. And we can flip that around and we can know that sometimes people have thought we've been away and really we weren't. And it says here, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. I've lived this verse out. And it hadn't been easy, but boy, has there been a blessing in it. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And that used to be my motivation. Because I'm just that naughty. I used to think I'm going to be good to him only because that'll really get them. Boy, I can just imagine those coals on their head and just all the things. And, you know, give me a break. I'm only going to preach what we all think or have thought at some point or another. And then we got to just realize that it ain't right all the time. Amen. But when we've read this verse, have we not thought, I hope those coals are just a burning. Just God, just extra hot. And what we got to realize is that, you know what, sometimes we just have to understand that it was not the way that we perceived it. Do not be overcome by evil. You know, when something happens and somebody didn't treat you the way that they would want to be treated, evil wants to overcome us. And how is this relatable to us in this day? Well, I'll tell you. Your best sign that you're being overcome with evil is when you start arguing with people in your head. You start arguing with them in your head. And we all do that. The other day I was sitting there and I was just arguing with somebody in my head. And God said, you better stop it because the next time you see that person, if you don't stop, you'll be arguing with them in person. That's how the flesh works. The devil, and you know, a lot of times it's not even the devil. It's really us because we don't need no help from the devil. But sometimes it's the devil. We'll get to thinking and those mean thoughts really make us feel good and powerful. And we'll start arguing in our head with them folks. And then by the time we're done, things happen in our story and they never even happen in real life. Do not be overcome by evil. You've literally got to shut it down. And you got to tell yourself and all your personalities, I'm not going to think about this anymore. When that little thing comes up and you want to get stuck on it, nope, we're not going there today. None of us. And if you think you don't got multiple personalities, we all do. And inside of every person is an inner two-year-old that likes to throw fits. And if we could get away with it, there's times we'd get in the aisle and just roll around on the ground and throw us a good old fit. Amen. Do not be overcome by evil. But here's what the Word of God tells us to do. But overcome evil with good. What does this tell us? That you can overcome evil. That God has called you somebody that is an overcomer. Overcome the evil with good. Amen. It's not our knee-jerk reaction. Our knee-jerk reaction is to just give it right back to somebody. I get caught up in that stuff all the time, and I have to get myself to stop. Retrain yourself to do it God's way. Retrain yourself to think what God would think. Retrain yourself to act how God would act. And it's not going to be how you want to act. But at least you're going to be right. People can bring negativity and meanness all day long. And you get to choose how you're going to react to that. And it's like a mirror. When we match whatever somebody's doing to us, that's a mirror situation. And here's the deal. To do that, you have to lower yourself. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm pretty sure God's taken all of us. I know He's taken me to higher ground. I was saved when I was 7 years old. And God has loved me and He has elevated me in so many ways. But you know what? Every time that I step out of His will and treat somebody badly, I've had to lower myself to do that. And hasn't God taken you too far for you to lower yourself? I believe that He has. A couple days ago, what was this? Tuesday. It's funny. Does anybody have memory troubles sometimes? I think that happens to you when you get 40. Because I had lots of things going right. I mean, and then I get 40, I can't see. I'm hot 1 minute and cold the next, and I can't remember nothing. And I can be sweating and freezing at the same time, and it's amazing how that works. But Tuesday, I was in a group of folks. Not anybody in this room, so all the nosy folks, y'all stop being nosy because you're not going to figure it out. I'm not. If I can't kid with you, you ain't going to like this preaching. Because I'm going to kid, but I'm going to bring it to where we all live at the same time. I was sitting in a room with folks, and from the moment I sat down, I was in an hour meeting. And somebody that I dearly respect and dearly admire and have for years jabbed at me continually, just little jabs. And I took the first 10 jabs like a champ. I really did. That just got me to about the first 10 minutes of the whole show. And the longer we went on in this hour meeting, there was no reprieve. It was just a constant jab. Now, I'm going to keep this real with you. I had good parts of this and I had bad parts of it. And finally, by about 45 minutes worth of these jabs, I kind of just let this person have it in a nice way. And it still wasn't right. Glory to God. And I left out of that meeting so irritated because I thought, I don't know what I did to this person. And then I started to tear up because, like I said, I greatly admire this person and in so many ways look up to this person. And I was just having myself a pity party. I cried over it. I was a little dramatic over it. I had the pity party. I did all the boo-hooing over it, you know, about 30 minutes worth. I don't got too much energy to give to something like that, but I did a little bit. And then God got me into some correction. And I love being corrected by the Lord because I know that He loves me when He corrects me. And you know what? If God has to correct me, I want Him to correct me. And if you don't like being corrected by God, then you need to read the Bible because if God loves you, He'll correct you. And you need to be teachable and you need to be able to where you can be corrected. And here's what God told me. Kelly, you got to see firsthand what it looks like and what it feels like to have somebody that you admire be mean to you. And Kelly, how many times have you been edgy or rude or mean to somebody that really looks up to you? I want you to know what that feels like so you can be a little bit more sensitive to that. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 7. You know, when you refuse to match what somebody's bringing to the table when it's nothing but mean, that gives you an upper hand. And what you're able to do with an upper hand is reach it out and help somebody up. But when you lower yourself and you're at the same level as them, you can't help them. See, sometimes having the last word and all of that stuff, it's going to come at an expense, and the expense is you're going to miss some blessing that God had for you. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. And reaping what you sow goes hand in hand with the golden rule. Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated." When you treat them the way that you'd like to be treated, that means that you're sowing in good things, that you're being godly, that you're being biblical. And when you are that way, there's unlimited amount of blessings and promises in His Word that He tells you that's in store for you when you do it God's way. But whatever you do, you will reap what you sow. If you sow in goodness, you're going to get goodness. If you sow in meanness, meanness is coming to you. Sow kindness. Go with me now to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 1 through 3. I want to tell you this evening that you're all called. You're all called. You all have purpose. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received." What is God asking you to do? Act like you're supposed to. Act like He called you. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. And here is one of the most important things right here. Bearing with one another in love. Bearing with one another in love. Sometimes people aren't giving you a hard time. Sometimes those people are having a hard time. I'm going to say that one more time. Sometimes it's not that people are giving you a hard time so much as it is they're having a hard time. I can't tell you how many times I thought something of somebody and I thought they were being a certain way only to find out they had absolute chaos and hell on earth in their life and they were just doing the very best that they could. Sometimes we're so bent up out of shape they didn't smile at us right at Walmart. Well, they probably done had all hell break loose in their life and in their family and in their house, and we're worked up over that. Sometimes it's up to us to make the first move. To make the first move. To break that ice. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. God has called us to a place of peace as His kids. How many of you are parents in here? How many of you had more than one kid? How many of you, your kids, like to fight and argue? Exactly. Bickering. God don't like His kids down here arguing. I'm just telling you how it is. Thank you. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 2. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. That's when they've treated you well and when they've treated you unwell. The golden rule always applies. Does that mean you can never stand up for yourself? No, that's not what that means. But you should always do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. And you can do that and still have boundaries at the same time. So Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. A lot of times people are going through something that they can't even talk about. They're hurting in a way that nobody knows about. Something is going on in their life that nobody knows, that we would never expect. How many of you, when somebody acts away to you or something goes on, you have a tendency to want to get on the telephone and tell one of your closest buddies what they done? What's wrong with y'all? I do that too. Now, when Dad's looking complex, he's like, I didn't get a call. I didn't want to trouble you.
I just got one. When you're done, could I just say one
thing? You sure? You certainly can. And I got on the phone with somebody. I didn't get on the phone with somebody that wouldn't tell me the truth. I really believe that everybody in their life needs a board of advisors in their life that will love them enough to tell them the truth. And not everybody, people love you, but not everybody loves you enough to tell you the truth. Some people love you so much, they just want you to be happy with them, and they ain't never telling you the truth about nothing because they love you too much. They just don't want to burst your bubble. But you need somebody that loves you hardcore that'll just tell you. And that's the person I chose to call. And I got on the phone with this person, and she said, Pastor Kelly, this person acted this way because right now I think that they're feeling looked over, irrelevant, unimportant in the town. She goes, if you'll look at your life, you're on the winning side of everything. She said, and sometimes that on its own just rubs people the wrong way. And as I prayed for this person that wasn't real great to me, I also felt like that was what God was saying. Because you know what, this person, they're just not their self right now. See, can you love people when they're being difficult? Can you love them when they're not acting right to you? And can you see that there's so many things that are unseen that you have no idea what's going on with them? You know, the golden rule, it falls on every person. It's all of our responsibility. And it has nothing to do with how they treated us. Because what we have to do is the same regardless. It's the same regardless. Do unto others as you'd have them to do unto you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Carry each other's burdens. Carry each other's burdens. Sometimes what comes out of a person is the result of what they're carrying. I'm going to say that one more time because somebody needs to get a hold of that. Sometimes the result of how somebody's acting is because of what they're carrying. You're getting something out of somebody and it's hitting you all wrong, and you're justified in that. It would hit anybody wrong, but sometimes it's because there's something inside of them that they're carrying, and we don't know what it is. And nobody can act good all the time. I remember when my boys were really little. And one time Carson's little principal at St. Joseph's School, she called me and I didn't know what to say to her because I was really, I'd only been a mom for like 3 or 4 years and I didn't know what to say. And she said, you know, Kelly, don't get disheartened about this. She said, nobody can act right all the time. Expect that. She goes, expect it in your life, expect it as a mother, expect it out of people. But what are you going to do about it when they don't act right? Are you going to match them? Are you going to level up? See, every time you get an opportunity to not match somebody in what they're doing, you're leveling up. And God wants to level you up so you can put your hand out and help them up. A lot of times people are away to us because they're so down and we don't even know it because we're so offended at whatever it is they did or what they said, and we don't get that they're down. They're down and out. And we want to just think, well, they hurt my feelings or they ruffled my feathers. Well, there's things going on we don't know about with them. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Last place for me tonight, Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, see, God chose you. He chose you. He called you. He ordained you. He establishes you. He's all about you. So as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, he asks us to do this. Clothe yourselves with compassion. Put on the coat of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Verse 13, we see it here again. Bear with each other. Bear with each other. It is hard to bear with people when we don't feel like they're being good to us. And I'm telling you right now, from the pulpit on down, we all got to get a hold of it. Bear with them. Bear with them. When people aren't acting right and it's a consistent ain't acting right, there's something going on in their life, and what they need more than your offense is they need your prayers. They need your compassion and they need your kindness. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances that you may have against one another. Forgive, and then it tells us the most beautiful thing. It tells us how to forgive. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. We get, oh, I'm going to forgive them, but I'm never going to forget. I'm going to tell you something. That statement is not biblical. I'm going to forgive them, but I'm never going to forget. You better pray again, honey. You better get at the altar. You better do whatever you got to do. Because, see, when God forgave us, he threw all those things in the sea of forgetfulness. So when you want to sit there and remember what they've done, you better ask God to just clear your memory of that. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell inside of you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts. Verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Brother Angelo has something he'd like to say. Daddy, when you're done, just close us down. And before you close us down, I'm going to draw for these shirts, but you do your part.
Services today, weren't they? They're just wonderful.